This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that these are challenging times, and whether it is stability, security, progress and prosperity, there's a need of trusted partners and international cooperation. He said the Quad is a great contemporary example of both. Briefing media in Tokyo after the Quad foreign ministers meeting, Dr. Jaishankar expressed satisfaction that how deeply and systemically Quad has now got embedded in the foreign policies. He said today's meeting will be hugely helpful in giving direction. Dr. Jaishankar said it is working from trusted telecom technology and undersea cable connectivity to humanitarian and disaster relief AJDR, critical and emerging technologies, cyber and health security, climate action, infrastructure, capacity building and training, STEM education, maritime domain awareness, and counter-terrorism. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America, and Australia, attended the meeting. Delhi police has arrested five more persons in the IAS coaching center flooding incident, including the owners of basement and the person who appeared to have damaged the gate of the building. It said so far seven persons have been arrested. Delhi police said it is committed to ensuring strict action against all those involved in the case. DCP Central M. Harshavardhan says the investigation is going on from all angles. He said there was no permission to carry out commercial activity in the basement. He added that police has sought some information from MCD and it will examine their role too. Meanwhile, Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD has sealed 13 coaching centres in the old Rajendra Nagar area of Delhi that were found violating rules. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the coaching has become virtually commerce. With the upper house met this morning, Mr. Dhankar, while referring to the death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching center in Delhi, said every time he reads a newspaper, the front one or two pages are of coaching centers advertisements. He said he deems it appropriate to have a short duration discussion or a calling attention on the issue. The chairman added that he will hold a meeting with the leaders of all parties in his chamber on this issue. The issue of coaching center was also raised in Lok Sabha with BJP and Congress demanding probe into the matter. During the 0 hour, BJP member Basuri Swaraj alleged that it is a result of criminal negligence of Delhi government. Ms. Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter. Shashi Tharoor of the Congress said no compensation would be enough in such an incident. He said several norms have been violated, including building code. Mr. Tharoor demanded a comprehensive investigation into the matter. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today filed a charge sheet against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue Court in the alleged corruption case related to the now-scrapped excise policy. Mr. Kejriwal, who is also the national convener of his Aam Aadmi Party, was arrested by CBI on the 26th of June from Tihar Jail, where he was in judicial custody, in a related money laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Patna High Court order scrapping the 65% caste-based reservation in jobs and admissions in Bihar. It also issued notice on the appeals filed by the Bihar government and agreed to hear them in September. Last month, the Patna High Court annulled the Bihar government's notification, raising reservations for backward classes. The International Tiger Day has been celebrated today. The main aim behind this day is to promote a global system for protecting the natural habitats of tigers and to raise awareness and support about tiger conservation. At the third day of the Paris Olympics, all eyes will be on Indian shooters. Arjun Babita will compete in the event's final in the men's category at 3:30 p.m. In the men's hockey, India will play against Argentina in a Pool B match this afternoon. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast widespread light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during the next 5 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.